I promise. This is the last time I'm going to talk about Tiger Woods, at least till the end of this year. Actually, I'm less interested in what Tiger is doing and more fascinated by the kinds of conversations I'm hearing on the news programs. Many of the discussions I've been hearing are about the economic hit Tiger is going to take because of his dalliances. Given that the majority of his yearly income is a result of endorsements, and some companies are now dropping him from their campaigns, reporters are discussing how much less money he'll earn. But given that he's earned over $1 billion, does it really matter? Other reporters have spoken about how much the divorce will cost him. But I have to say, the conversation I found most interesting was one I recently heard. It was two reporters talking about the economic impact on Elin, Tiger's wife. They suggested that it would be better for Elin not to divorce Tiger. Their reasoning? That by divorcing him, she would injure his image even more, thus resulting in more companies dropping him, meaning he'll earn less money, and the result? Elin would collect less money in a divorce settlement. Thus, the reporter suggested that by staying together, Elin would be helping to repair Tiger's image, resulting in companies not being so skittish and thus retaining and perhaps even gaining some new endorsements. Thus, more money, better for Elin. What struck me about this conversation was the fact that not once did the reporters talk about love or betrayal or the meaning of marriage or what a couple needs to do to create a successful and healthy relationship. The conversation was strictly about the economic advantages to Elin and to Tiger if they remain married. The focus was on the business of marriage rather than on the meaning of marriage. It seems to me that the focus on the business of marriage reflects our societal preoccupation with money. Now, I'm not saying that everyone's first concern is money, how much they make or how much they spend or how much the neighbor makes. But do you remember that old aphorism that money can't buy happiness? Well, I wouldn't put it up for a vote. I doubt that it would even receive a simple majority. Don't get me wrong. I think having enough money to live is important, and it pains me that in our society that there are those who are barely able to scrape by. But it disturbs me when wealth becomes the definition of success, rather than success being defined by the quality of one's life, the legacy one leaves, the impact one makes, the betterment of the world one undertakes. At this season of the year, when so many gifts are exchanged, when economists will be looking at retail sales to see if the recession is ending, we seem to be losing an essential message. It is the way we live that defines the quality of our lives, not the possessions we own. Regrettably, too many think that the size of one's bank book is more important than the size of one's heart. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. I encourage you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. Go to our fan page on Facebook and become a fan there as well. And as always, thanks for listening.